Beast.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's House in about a minute.
The broken bones are a response to the building falling on her head. I can't take the case. I don't have a teeth.
Megan, are you all right? She confirmed them by winking. Maybe there was a cute guy across the room.
She got better when I treated her. Even I'm not that cute. I'm not going to play this game. Just give me the damn resumes and my guitar.
Is crush syndrome good or bad?
Does it sound good?
You can't do this. We lived together. We were going to have kids. You barely even know her.
Apparently, neither did you.
Are you erasing my TiVo?
I don't negotiate with terrorists. Are you sure you're still Dean of Medicine?
You need a team.
What's the real reason you won't hire a team?
I told you, I don't need a team.
This much bleeding is a symptom of something more, and you need a team because you're wrong and you're going to kill this woman.
Either she lied to you or her blood lied to us.
Are you a fan of symmetry?
Sure.
Because your eyes are lopsided. And by eyes, I mean breasts.
Send me your resume. Put it on top of the pile that I'm never going to look at.
What is this hospital doing to her? She has had three separate medical disasters, and now she's dying of an allergy she can't possibly have.
What's going on? What are you saying? This isn't Megan?
No. Liz died yesterday. This isn't Liz. I know Megan. What's your name?
Oh, God!
Your girlfriend never lied to you.
The end.
Okay.
Damn it. What?
I fell asleep during it, the middle of House last night.
Ah.
Hi.
How's it going? If I observe...
Got a big room up top with a big window just for that.
Stop.
You want to look at vaginas? There are websites for that.
I made money?
Can you get him out of here?
Enlarged uterus. It means she was recently pregnant. She's a good liar, but I doubt she could hide a baby from her boyfriend.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Did the girl die?
No. No. As it turns out, the girl that was there was not the girl. The girl was the other girl. There were two girls.
Oh.
When the building collapsed.
So she was unrecognizable because of the collapse of
the
building.
And the girl that was dead was the girl that was an alcoholic and took the meds for depression and had an abortion. And his virginal girlfriend was in the rubble.
Oh. Right?
So it was kind of a twist ending.
A little bait and switch there.
Sure. Yeah.
Very sad.
The other thing I noticed about House, if we get right to your calls, Buzz, you were right about those three other creeps.
Yeah, looks like they're back.
I noticed in the opening credits that they're still in the opening of the show.
Yeah.
So well, then they lied to us.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what TV does.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
Yo, how are you doing? How
are
you doing?
Hey, how is you doing?
Hey, Holmes. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Holmes.
You want to turn your radio down or turn something down? Talk to us. What can we do for you, sir? Come on.
Yo,
pay attention. You're on the radio.
Hey, Mike. Do you eat the chow mein? You understand what I'm saying? With the girlfriend?
Do you eat at the Y?
I think that every man once in a while does that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So stop. I'm saying, when you're eating the chow mein, do you hum the favorite song, her favorite song?
I've been known to hum. Yeah.
I do the, again, to relate to Sam Kinison again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the alphabet.
Best thing I ever said was the alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when you're down there,
do you
how many
sing,
times?
You can sing the alphabet, too.
Uh-huh. You know what else you can do?
What's that?
B-A-Bay, B-A-Bay, B-A-Bicky-Bay, B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bay.
We didn't do that right. We have to start again.
B-A-Bay, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bay, B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bay, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bay-Bo-Boo.
Practice.
C-E-C, C-I, Sicky-Sai, C-O, So, Sicky-Sai, So, C-U, So, Sicky-Sai, So, So.
Love that. Absolutely.
That's what you do. That's how you give your woman total pleasure.
And that's the sound you'll get when you have total pleasure.
Just suck that honey down.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Hold on, what was that? What?
Before you hang up on me, can you give me Matt's mom? I'm not happy.
Oh, sure.
I'm not happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's what we're talking about.
It made him happy.
Enjoy yourself.
Hello.
Enjoy yourself.
Don and Mike Show.
Shh.
It's yet another tribute to Marcel Marceau.
That's right.
We're hunting wabbit.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hello, we're doing great. How about you?
Just hanging in there. This call is this call is really for Mike. But, Don, I want to ask you a question. Why you don't open up any of your shows with Roger Troutman? You know who he is?
I really think that you should spit. You should turn and spit before you continue this call.
Hey, okay. I'll just spit now.
Just loogie out whatever you got in there.
What does he want you to open the show with?
Mucinex.
Mike, 4 pounds sounds. Mike, I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah?
Are you there?
I'm here. I can hardly hear you.
You said OJ was going away for a long time. You put money on it.
Listen, you are going to have to send us an email at itsjustchocolate.com. Is that our official website, Buzz?
Hey, that's yes, the second time I've been busted on this OJ thing. He's going to go wait on a long time.
Could that have been the OJ guy disguising his voice?
Might have been.
I'm getting a negative from the back room.
No?
Negative.
Hello? Frightening, really.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Just Chocolate.
Hey, guys. Hey. I have a complaint with you guys.
Sure. We love complaints. Excellent. What's up?
Well, you guys are always hanging up the phone on people without saying goodbye and stuff.
We always what?
You always hang up the
phone. Yeah. You know, I agree. And based on what I saw on television this morning, I don't think we should just hang up the phone and let people go away. I think everybody, before we send them on their way, we should brand them with an asterisk.
Bye!
Based on that hump that was on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, right. The baseball guy?
Brand them with an asterisk. That guy, oh, talk about slick E-boy. Send him into space.
Well, I think it would have been a good idea to send the ball into space.
I would have loved to say that was what I was rooting for. That would have been great. But no, you know what? He would not have had that enduring publicity if he had done
that. Well, the publicity is gone. I mean, this guy.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
That guy's got more of a shelf life than the guy that bought the Barry Bonds ball.
Sure. So funny. Did you see that today when the guy was on the Today Show?
No,
he revealed what he was going to do with the ball, and he was just like, okay, hey, can I get a drum roll? And then Meredith Vieira, who is becoming less and less comfortable with being on the Today Show, Meredith Vieira goes like this. Like just on cue, and I was like, oh, and then they actually get a drum roll for him. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, well, Matt, I'll tell you, the ball's not going to be going into space. Uh-huh. You know, like all of America's going, oh, fantastic,
you know,
Mr.
That guy,
Echo.
The guy always reminded me of, I've only seen him on TV 5-6 times since this whole thing. He reminds me of Constantine from American Idol.
Constantine with short hair is exactly what he's like.
And that whole slicky boy.
He's total slicky boy. He looks like he should be in some nightclub in Las Vegas instead of on the Today Show. And they get the guy from the Hall of Fame on as well. And the guy from the Hall of Fame is like William H. Macy from Fargo. Right. And he's so uptight. And Matt's saying, so will you accept the ball with the asterisk? Oh, well, we realize that there are a lot of issues that were brought up.
This is my deal here, Wade.
Come on now, let's go, Wade. It was amazing. It was so much ado about nothing. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Hold on,
Echo.
Oh, hold on, we got a call and then a tape. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I forgot to ask you guys. I'm calling from Reno.
Yeah.
Did you guys drop the whole IHOP joke?
We didn't drop it.
We wish that we could say it every day. Management has deemed it vulgar and offensive.
Because last time I called in the air, you guys hung up on me. That's why I was complaining.
Yeah.
Sorry that didn't happen this time.
Don and Mike show.
My truck is double. Try to be lost.
Do you understand anything this guy's saying?
Very nice.
It's boring.
Very nice.
It's the United States of America.
You're eating cheese from my sister's breast, her retarded breast. Very nice.
Is the question?
Yeah, sure.
What is the?
До свидания.
Huh?
До свидания.
До свидания.
Are you speaking Russian?
I did not think we should have allowed you into this country. This is that Mushar Gumibayar.
That's right. You got it.
That's his name, Mushar Gumibayar.
Mr. Gorbachev.
The guy from, I know this guy's doing a Russian accent.
Tear down this wall.
But I'm getting him mixed up with that other guy, with that terrorist guy that you wanted to invite over for dinner.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Right. Yeah, that right. That guy.
Screw him.
Oh, you sound exactly like Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Hell no. That dude is stupid.
Where are you from?
Russia.
Russia. Yes. What do you think of Putin?
Putin, whatever. No comment.
What do you think of Gary?
I want to line up for 2 days to buy Big Mac. For 1 month's salary.
What do you think of Garry Kasparov, chess player, running for president?
какую-то хуйню базарите вы.
А вы что, это ваш видишь, Мори?
Ну, какая-то хуйня, и занимаетесь, и все в натуре.
Oh, hold on, here's a serious question for you. From an American to a Russian.
Very good.
How come your cars suck so bad? How come your cars look like those little jobbers that are in Cuba? You guys are not Cuba. You're halfway between Cuba and the States, I mean, as far as what you can do and the freedoms that you have.
Ugly cars. I watched Hostel.
No, they're just buying them at Cuba.
Buy them in Cuba.
They buy them in Cuba?
Yeah.
No, they sell them to Cuba.
And why are you guys...
Why
are you amassing weapons again? Why are you stockpiling... Why are the Russians stockpiling weapons?
Is it because you're still the enemy? Yeah. Hey, speak English when you're on this show.
Okay.
Okay, mister.
The hammer and the sickle, too.
You're right back to Moscow on the Hudson. Very good, mister. You set up a hot dog stand in New York?
You useless horse.
I think he said something bad to me.
No, he just said useless horse.
Useless horse, mister.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something. I don't know if I've ever told you this. When was Moscow on the Hudson out?
Long time ago.
20, 30.
Something like that. You know. Whatever. We'd been partying. And we were doing something that makes you awake, not go to sleep.
Gotcha.
And the worst possible movie to see when you are wired,
I'm sure,
is something like Moscow and the Hudson. I remember the theater.
Why? I'm not sure why.
What makes it so?
I don't know. It struck me. Maybe it was the mood-altering substance that I had taken.
Did you wig out when he went into the grocery store and wigged out when they all had all the different kinds of coffee?
I don't remember
coffee, 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 coffee.
I remember thinking, this movie's not funny. Uh-huh. This movie is way too long. Uh-huh. Why is everyone in the theater staring at me?
But you do get to see Maria Conchita Alonso's breasts.
Don't even remember it, Mike.
And she, in her day, was a little hottie.
That's all.
A little firecracker.
If I ever need a wake-up call on why not to do that again, I think Moscow on the Hudson.
That's right. Good.
Awful
good.
2 hours. An awful 2 hour experience.
Hello, mister. I defect. I awful. Defect.
Awful. Just awful.
Never get that 2 hours back.
No, you won't. You know, you're sitting there, and you know, well, Buzz, you know, you've experimented.
What?
Your mind is going a million miles an hour, and and I'm wondering, come on, all of these other people that did the same thing I'm doing are not sitting here, like, with worms coming out of their head going, we've got to get out of this theater now!
Oh, my God, you were trapped in the theater.
I feel like talking! I feel like doing anything except watching this stupid movie where he's pretending to be jack-off Smirnoff.
You weren't even hungry enough for popcorn.
No hunger.
You could not enjoy the movie, mister.
No, can't do that. Couldn't do it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Bill. I got a joke for you guys.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Right. Stay in school.
Bill, you know the rule on the show.
Yeah, you can't tell a joke unless you give your phone number.
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead. If we laugh at your joke, we will give you our undying love and affection. And if not, we give out your phone number on the radio.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Now hold on a second.
Yes.
You're I don't trust you.
No.
You're plunging into this joke. Is this your phone number that you're calling from?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah, Joe's screened him already.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better than the IHOP joke. You got.
Hi, Joe.
Are we going to be able to air it?
Yes, you will.
All right.
Okay. All right, Joe says this guy is calling from the legit number, and Joe's heard the joke.
Okay.
Roll it.
All right, what's the only part of a vegetable you cannot eat?
What part?
The wheelchair.
The what?
The wheelchair.
Oh.
Old. Heard
all right, you want to call this guy.
Maybe half a dozen times.
You'll want to call him at area code 703. Number is 928-4097. Again, and please make it middle of the night calls, 703-928-4097. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Unfazed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Was hilarious.
Hey, hello. Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Pierre that
man his money. Mister.
All night. He flopped.
Check. That son of bitch. He tricked me.
Pay that man his money.
You all set, Teddy? Because I can go busting you up all night long. Wait.
And who's... What's the name of the big Goomba guy that's ready to beat the crap out of him?
Is it Mother?
Something like
is
that.
Is it Mother? Not, or is, no, it's not Mother.
What's the name of the guy, the muscle guy that wants to beat up Matt Damon in Rounders?
It's a female name. It's damn it, I think it's Mother. I'm not sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mother Clucker. Mother Brother. Mother Father. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I just want you to tell you guys, just block that previous Russian guy caller. Just block him. Don't. Because he's cursing too much in Russian, and my kids.
Oh, he's cursing in Russian, is he?
No,
we didn't know that.
Right, the RCC will come down on us.
That's right.
Your Rounders characters are Mike McDermott, Lester Worm Murphy, Russian Thug, Joey Kanish, Kenny, Joe, Petra, Cy, Teddy KGB, Abe Petrovsky, Tony, Grandma.
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 Grandma. That's it. Very
Grandma.
Good, Buzz.
Grandma.
Got it.
Very good.
Right, because he's got the whores in that little shanty apartment he lives in.
Grandma. That's what he's called.
And he wants so bad to take that $20,000 out of Matt Damon's ass.
He does indeed, and Teddy KGB won't let him because he did beat him legitimately in the poker game. Because
Matt Damon found out his tell. It's his Oreo cookies.
Yes, very, and actually a very easy tell. But, of course, Ed Norton's doing everything in his power to get Matt Damon screwed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Goddamn, Rounders is a great movie.
Classic movie.
Hi, you're on the air.
Buddies.
Hey.
What's going on? Hello?
Yeah.
Is that all you wanted?
Yeah, I have a celebrity sighting for you.
Did you mention our names?
What's that?
Did you mention our names?
No, I didn't.
That is really the rule on the show, because if it's like, oh, I saw Denzel Washington or Tom Cruise.
That doesn't count.
What do we care?
Or if you say something. You know, I think that rule, based on my Spike Lee encounter when he was walking away and I'd had a few beers and I went, I have today's forecast for you. And he didn't even acknowledge me. Do you think it counts either mentioning our names or saying something funny to the celebrity?
If you said something to him, like if you saw Joe Pesci and you screamed, do I amuse you?
Yeah,
you hear about that might work.
That would count.
All right, who was the celeb?
It was Yoko Ono on a motor scooter. She flew by me like doing 60. I couldn't, I didn't have a chance.
Where was this sighting?
Bethesda.
Wait a minute. No,
she could have
been going
to work. She could have been any one of the thousands of women in this town who look like Yoko Ono going to work at any one of thousands of restaurants.
This is such a feeble lie. It didn't even trip the alarm.
Yeah,
she was shrieking. No one shrieked.
No, like, why do you lie? No, why do you call in and lie?
He wants to hear the alarm.
Right.
I guarantee you that's what's going on.
We don't play that.
We've disabled the Yoko Ono alarm.
Sorry, friend.
Oh, man.
You know, and you weren't even paying attention at the beginning of the call.
Right.
And that's more irritating than your feeble excuse.
I humbly apologize.
All right, so what do we do with you?
I think we ban him. I think it's been a while since we banned somebody. This guy can't call back, period, at all.
Oh, ever. Come on. Banned, really?
How many of Satan's
minions?
No, I'm thinking about the things that dangle. How many of his things that dangle could your mom gargle? You understand what I'm talking about?
Satan's appendages?
Yeah.
How
many of those could she get in her mouth?
Oh, man, that's rough.
Is your mother still alive?
She is. I'm just having trouble dealing with the mental image that you've loaded me up with.
If Satan was
going to... No, you're not. You're enjoying every minute of it.
If Satan was going to teabag... Hold on, I got it now. If Lucifer was going to teabag your mom...
It's nice that he's making it the complete call, though, by talking at the same time you're talking.
Would she be able to take all of him if your mom was going to allow Satan to teabag her?
Well, you know, here I got it.
It's a yes or no.
Well, here's the answer.
It's a yes or a no.
Yes or no, sir.
And we won because he hung up.
Very good. He's banned.
His mom's mouth, incidentally, is as big as that guy's mouth in the Singular commercial.
Wow.
Where the guy says... Maybe your wife ate all the roast beef.
and not the guy's wife. The guy that is silence and he laughs in silence.
That mouth.
That is, you know, really, as far as acting goes, that is the most masterfully acted little role.
Pretty well.
The guy goes, hey, she's as big as... And it's something where he's trying to say, she's as big as me, and he has to cut himself off. I love
it's
that.
Great. Okay, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I know we've talked about this for a couple of days. We're finally going to get the Regis Philbin. And the sex lines.
Yeah, and he's upset about Notre Dame.
This is the Don and Mike Show.